to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty and everlasting God, grant us grace to profess the one true faith that redeems, the one true witness of the one God revealed through the ages as Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the eternal Trinity, whom we worship as one God, now and forever. Amen. I distinctly remember, as many, many years ago, I must have been about second grade, because we lived on Birdseye Lane in Bowie, Maryland, because I remember the layout of the kitchen. And I can recall that day, and I can recall the taste in my mouth. The chocolate chip cookies looked fantastic. The aroma was awesome, causing my taste buds to say, they're ready for a great big bite of chocolate chip cookie. There's nothing better than a fresh baked chocolate chip cookie. My older brother was the baker, mixing all the ingredients together. My mom wasn't home. We were making the cookies. And just my brother baking and me watching. And most definitely, I was waiting, which is hard to do. Have you ever had to wait for the chocolate chip cookie to come out of the oven? And out comes that first batch, and into the oven goes the second batch, and under the cooling rack goes the first dozen. We all know how hard it is to wait for that first cookie to cool. Mouth watering as I'm waiting. Oh, the cookie looks so good. Come on, cool. And once it's cool, I take a great big bite, and it is horrible. It is terrible. It is the worst chocolate chip cookie I have ever tasted. Too much salt. You know, it's firsthand experience, the difference between mixing up the shorthand for tablespoon and teaspoon. Too much salt. And this is just a simple illustration that being correct and understanding really does matter. Theology matters. What we believe and why we believe matters. There is only one redeeming faith. There is only one way to forgiveness of sin. One heaven, one God. And you better make sure you are right. Otherwise, the consequences are eternal. Yes, the consequences are eternal. We begin with that foundation statement of faith of the Hebrew people. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, which is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. This foundational faith was the bedrock of the Hebrew people. So important that it was to be impressed on the next generation and the next generation. No changing, no accommodating. This is the truth. Listen, O Israel, there is one God, the Lord. When the Lord gave the Ten Commandments, the Lord began, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Look around at the ancient world. You will find gods of Egypt, gods of Canaan, gods of Mesopotamia, gods of Persia, gods of the Chaldean. Everywhere, all the nations had multiple gods. The Lord came to Abram, whom the Lord God would later rename Abraham. The Lord came to Abram in the land of the Chaldeans and called out Abraham. Called Abraham out from a nation where there's worshiping many gods, to learn to follow and worship the one God, the true God. The God who came to Abram and told him to leave all behind and go to the land the Lord will give on promise. God chose Abraham and revealed himself to Abraham and promised Abraham that he would become as numerous as the stars and all the families of the earth would be blessed through him. A promise of the Messiah is right there in Genesis chapter 12. The Bible and archaeology show the nations worshipped many gods. And then you have Abraham and his descendants being different, worshipping one God. History can be viewed through the lens of those who worship the one true God and those who worship false gods. Now, you, do you desire to worship the one true God? Or do you desire to worship a false God? This is where theology is vital to your faith. Who is this one true God? How can you know you are worshiping the one true God? What information do you have to guide, direct, and give you discernment to understand? The Holy Scriptures witness to the one true God, revealing his character, his nature, his identity. Moses at the burning bush said to God, "Suppose I go to the sons of Israel and say, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you.' And they ask, 'What is his name?' What shall I tell them?" God answered, "I am who I am." Years later, standing on Mount Carmel, Elijah and the prophets of the false gods, Baal and Asherah, they have a contest. Elijah calls out to the people, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." And you know the action. The false worship of Baal and Asherah brings nothing. But a simple prayer from Elijah, "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel." And fire falls from heaven, burning up the sacrifice, the stones, the soil, all the water. One man called on the true God. 850 called on a false god. Does not matter the number of people who have an opinion about who is God. What matters, do you call on the one true God? Years pass, and people experience a man doing wonders. Jesus says he does the work, his Father's work is what he's doing. There are wonders unknown from anyone else. Never happened before. Blind from birth are given sight. Lame from birth. Walking and jumping and running. He even called the dead back to life. Called the dead back to life. Wonders done with many eyewitnesses. And then there's the words that Jesus spoke, such as John chapter 14, verses 10 and 11. "Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at last believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves." The Pharisees and religious leaders understood exactly what was taking place, what Jesus was saying about himself. They saw a mere man claiming to be God. Jesus said, "He and the Father are one." John chapter 10, verses 28 through 33. "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Hearing this, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me? And the people answered, We are not stoning you for any of these, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claims to be God. The cross, the empty tomb, experience of a risen man. Jesus gave many convincing proofs that he indeed did rise from the dead. Then they saw him ascend to heaven right before their very eyes. And as he was going, Jesus left behind his command recorded in Matthew 28 in the Holy Scriptures. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. And the few days later after that experience, the upper room, the house they're in, is rocked. And the sound of a mighty wind comes crashing through. The Holy Spirit came, just as Jesus promised. Baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. All three there. Equals Father, Son, Holy Spirit, revealed by Jesus the Son, who is shown to be God. Appears to be three, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But then you reach back to the core foundation faith of the Hebrew people, given to them by God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. One God, yet called Father by the Son. And the sending of the Holy Spirit also shown to be God. It's where theology comes in. What do scriptures testify? How do we faithfully explain so we can teach the faith to the next generation? The creeds of Christian faith came into being to be that succinct teaching and explanation of the faith. The Athanasian Creed concludes with these words, This is the Catholic faith. One cannot be saved without believing this firmly and faithfully. Why does this matter? This is the difference between being redeemed and given eternal life or remaining in your sins. There is only one redeeming God, because there's only one true God, and it matters what you believe about him. God established it, went through death on the cross to show you that sin is real, and redemption is just as real too. Compare the doctrines of religions and contrast them with the Christian faith doctrines. What do they teach about sin? What do they teach about forgiveness? What do they teach about eternal life? What do they teach about their God or their gods? We hear all religions are the same, just use a different name for God. Look at the doctrines they teach, and you will find they are completely different on the origin of man, the nature of sin, the means of salvation, and the afterlife. Buddha rejected the caste system in Hinduism. Muhammad rejected historic creeds of the Christian faith. Islam rejects that Jesus even died on the cross. It's possible all are wrong, but it is not possible that all are right. because they are so fundamentally different and exclusive in the doctrines they teach. So we come back to this person, Jesus, who is the Christ, God incarnate, God made man to redeem us from our sins, crucified, died, and was buried. And on the third day, Jesus rose, historically, physically, rose from the dead. Many convincing proofs Jesus gave he was alive, even eating with the disciples. This Jesus, who is the Christ, said, when you pray, pray, Father. This Jesus, who is the Christ, said, I am going to send you what the Father has promised. Stay in Jerusalem till you have been clothed with power from on high. Jesus the Christ was speaking about the Holy Spirit. This Jesus, who is the Christ, said, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. This Jesus, who is the Christ, said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This same Jesus, who is the Christ, said, it is finished. Meaning, the full price has been paid for redeeming from sin and making the way to heaven open and adoption as children of God possible. That is why it matters. There is only one Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. There is only one Father in heaven, and out of love gave his only begotten Son to be the Savior, the Christ. There is only one Holy Spirit who comes and lives in us who believe. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Put all of this together in your mind. Put all of this together in your heart. Believe on Jesus Christ, Son of the Father. You will have redeeming faith. You will know the truth, and this truth will set you free. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God in three persons, this is the Christian faith. One cannot be saved without believing this firmly and faithfully. Mixing up tablespoon and teaspoon resulted in terribly too salty chocolate chip cookies, leaving a bad taste in the mouth. Mixing up who God is results in eternal consequences, leaving one out of heaven forever. The cost is too great to be wrong about who God is. This is why it matters. Amen.